Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Misguided Shenanigans. My name is Nick, and of course, as usual, my brother from another mother out on the West Coast, Finny. What's up, brother? It's been a week, bro.
West Coast. Yeah, baby.
That's what they say. That's what they say. I don't know if that's true, though.
No, it is. It is.
The coast is pretty dope, dude. I mean, minus the dirty ocean, I guess.
See, we got clean ocean, clean beaches. There's not, like, hotels on the beach. Like, they're actually, like, across the street. So, you got more, like, beachfront property. Plus, they're all different.
I guess. Okay. Well, then maybe it is the best coast. I don't know. The listeners can chime in. That's for sure.
If you're a sports fan, there's, like, you know, just in California, you got, like, 4 football teams, 5 baseball teams, like, 3 hockey teams, and 4 NBA teams. And 3 professional soccer teams. So, you know,
that's true. That's true. All right. I mean, all right. I'll give you that. I'll give you that. But no, listen, welcome back, everybody. Great to be here again with you this week. Really excited to kick this off. Last 2 episodes got some, rave reviews with our, barbecue and beers. And of course, Maverick to my goose episode. Got some good feedback from those. But, and speaking of that, I mean, let's just go ahead and kick it off. I saw Maverick, and
how was it?
Phenomenal, man. It was phenomenal. I mean, have you seen it?
I have not. Okay. We went and saw Jurassic World instead.
Ooh, that might be this weekend, maybe, because I do want to see that too. But Maverick was like, I mean,
I've heard good things.
The nostalgia portion of it was phenomenal. The storyline I thought was great. I mean, Tom Cruise obviously is good in majority of the things he's done.
And Miles Teller looked like Goose's son. Just from the pictures I've seen.
It was frightening how close Miles Teller looked to Goose, the original Goose. It was frightening.
So I read an article that said that Tom Cruise hadn't seen Miles Teller while he's going through his transformation. And they met on set, and he comes up to him and says, "Oh, wow, you look like you were Anthony and Meg's baby. This is going to work."
Yeah.
And he said, and Miles, this is a story that Miles told, I guess, on his like interview kind of run for the promoting the movie. But he said he had a big smile on his face, like, this is going to work. So,
and it did. I mean, it was everything that like us old school Top Gun fans love about the original movie. They were able to get it in the sequel.
Nice.
Like, they got it all together, man. I mean, just they had some great like throwback scenes with Goose and, you know, I don't want to give too much away because you haven't seen it. But,
well, speaking of which, so we're going to San Diego.
Yeah.
We're leaving tomorrow. Going to go down there for a few days.
Sweet.
Going on a camping trip, which we'll get into in a little bit. But also down there is the original house in Top Gun. It's in Oceanside.
That, yeah.
Now it's moved down. It's not in the original location. I found out that they actually like moved, I guess, the house down the street from where it used to be because of development. But it's the original house. They use it as a museum, and then there's also like the a couple of the bars that were in the movie are still down there and still have like memorabilia and stuff. So I think we're going to try to go sneak and do some sightseeing when we go on our camping trip.
Oh, I think you should. I think you should. I mean, why not? You're going to be there.
Yeah.
You're going to be there. I mean, it's awesome, but it was, I mean, it, out of 10 stars, it got 10 stars for me, man.
Nice.
I could not have asked for anything more, especially from a Top Gun movie. What about Jurassic World? I mean, without spoilers, of course, cause we haven't seen it yet either.
Yeah. So the kids wanted to see it. That was a big one on their list. They had a few, so we kind of rented some movies and then also, went to see one. It wasn't as good as the last few. In some aspects,
mm-hmm.
But it was better in others because of the way it ended. Like you could tell this is the final chapter in the Jurassic World saga. So they wrapped it up nice and neatly and I liked it.
Well, and I mean, it doesn't, I mean, it helps too, to have like Sam Neill and Laura Dern and Jeff Goldblum. Right. Yeah. I mean, now I don't know, like I said, I haven't seen it. I don't know if it's just like a very quick cameo or what it is, but like, I'm excited. No,
they're fully involved in the movie. Yeah. They're fully involved in the movie.
Nice.
More so where they rival Chris Pratt's time in the movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So I like it. All right. So we're definitely going to see it. Like I said, maybe this weekend. We'll see how the weekend goes. But, you know.
Well, and then, so that was good. I thought fitting ending to the whole Jurassic Park, Jurassic World saga series. Like, they just wrapped it up in a nice bow. Almost kind of like what, it's basically, to me, what they did with Toy Story 4.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Kind of that ending type of thing.
That was such a great movie. I love the whole Toy Story series. I'm a nerd.
So I also want to talk about, before we get into our camping topic for today, I want to go into Morbius. So yeah. I know you saw Morbius. I didn't get to see it in theaters, but we rented it out of the Redbox. I got a discount coupon, and I was like, you know what? Let's go get a Redbox movie. Yeah. And so we got Morbius. What were your thoughts on Morbius?
That's loaded. So I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the movie. But again, it could have been a lot darker than it was. There could have been, I mean, the violence level was okay, but you can tell that they're gearing this shit toward kids. Like, Morbius wasn't necessarily a kid-friendly character.
That's true. Know?
So I think it was a good opening movie for Morbius. I mean, the way that the after credit scene was, you know, with Vulture coming in and they're like, oh, well, we should team up against Spider-Man, that sort of thing. I think that was great because obviously the Sinister Six may be coming in here soon. Venom 3 was just announced, so I'm sure we're going to see Venom crossing over, or maybe Spider-Man crossover into Venom, whichever it is. I enjoyed it. Like I said, I enjoyed it, but again, I think it could have been a lot more. And Disney just decided to cut him off at the fucking dick. But
that wasn't Disney. That was Sony. Sony did this one.
That's right. Sorry. It was Sony. But again, Sony decided to cut him off right at the nutsack. And I don't know.
I'll say this. It at least was better than the animated version. Because when you saw, like, the in the 90s animated cartoon Morbius, where he had like the things out of his hand and wasn't really, you know, that was all because of animated cartoons. They you know, had to make sure it was, you know, kid friendly.
Well, yeah.
So I feel like this had a more of a balance. I also like saw all the critical reviews for Jared Leto and Morbius. And when I heard those and then I saw the movie, I'm like, what did you expect? Like, really, what were you expecting? To give him that bad of, because I thought he did a great job. I thought it was spot on.
Let's talk about that. And this is going way off where I wanted to go, but let's talk about that. Jared Leto. Number one, one of my favorite musicians. Met the guy in person. Super nice guy.
Awesome. He's the Deion Sanders of music and movies. Critically acclaimed actor.
Yeah.
Critically acclaimed musician. Has several number one hits.
Yep.
Like, and has won several awards as an actor.
But I think it comes back to this. And I could be wrong here. You can correct me. That's totally fine. You know, Dallas Buyers Club with McConaughey and Leto, absolutely phenomenal.
Brilliant. Yes.
The movie where Jared Leto played
Requiem for a Dream.
Well, there's that one too, but then there was one where he played Mark David Chapman and the guy that killed John Lennon.
Okay.
Absolutely phenomenal. I actually met Jared Leto right after that show, or right after that movie came out. He started doing a solo tour when I was back in Atlanta. Anyways, I digress. But like, I think it comes back to the comic book type of movies. Unless you're the Avengers, get so much shit, and so do the actors. Like Jared Leto's Joker, I enjoyed his take on the Joker. he didn't get enough screen time. There wasn't enough time to build the, maybe the excitement for the character or the story for his version of the Joker, whatever it may be. You know, his Joker in the Justice League Snyder Cut was phenomenal, straight fucking on point. Loved every second of it. But I think it just comes down to like the Academy and whoever the fuck else out there does not appreciate these types of movies. And the performance Jared Leto put in, I'm sorry, in my opinion, it was fantastic. It was fantastic. I'm a fan. I'm a big fan of Jared Leto, man.
I am too. And they, I thought the writing, I don't have any complaints about Morbius. I'm kind of conditioned to the fact that it's never going to be where it should be. Right.
Right.
We may get like, I'm excited for Midnight Suns. That could be a possibility with Moon Knight. You've got Blade, you've got Ghost Rider, all those coming into the fold.
Yep.
But I think my disappointment is going to be, it's probably not going to be rated R. It's probably going to be PG-13. Yep. Even though Deadpool's come out and shown that you can do a rated R movie. I think that's where we're at, though. I think that's my only complaint. The storyline I thought was really good. Plus, when his girlfriend opens her eyes, comes back to life, that could bring in Blade, intertwine the storyline there.
Yep.
Like, I don't know. There's just so much to do. Like, is it really that people did not like Jared Leto's adaptation of Morbius, or is it that they're still mad at what he did when he was a Joker and leaving a dead rat on Will Smith's trailer?
Well, get the fuck out of here with it.
I mean, because if you look at it, like, I feel like it's more hatred towards Jared Leto and not based on his acting.
Yeah. Yep. I agree. And it's funny you bring up Deadpool, because you bring up a really good point. So Deadpool overly succeeded with a rated R film. Not only did they succeed with
two rated R films,
but Deadpool 2, they brought out in a PG-13 version. So why don't you do that shit?
Yep.
Because Once Upon a Deadpool was absolutely fucking hysterical with Fred Savage. It was amazing. Like, there's things you can do to like appease us older comic book fans that want to see the rated R. We want to see the true character.
Do the director's cut. Let the director's cut be like NC-17 or rated R or whatever it needs to be. And then do like the theatrical cut, right?
Yeah. And tone it down for your PG-13 audience. I'm all right with that. But don't give this guy shit. It irritates the shit out of me, man. It really does. I like I said, I've been a big fan of his for a while. But I
have too. And I feel like, I mean, I feel like it's like a popularity contest now with like actors and stuff, right? So it's like, who, and I also think that some of these, okay, so this is going to go down a different road, but it's okay. So I feel like Disney, number one, is really screwing up, because you're not catering to your audience anymore. You're catering to an agenda.
Right.
And I know there's a lot of stuff out there. I mean, why couldn't you make the movie with Tim Allen? Like, why does it really matter? He's the voice. That's one of the biggest complaints about Lightyear right now. And yet Lightyear is bombing bad.
Is it really?
Very badly. Yeah. It opened. So Jurassic Park, which is not the best Jurassic Park out of all three of them, or Jurassic World, is still out beating it. And it's been out a few weeks. Lightyear just came out and it's number two, and it barely did 51 million. It's first weekend in.
Yeah.
That's pretty bad.
You got other movies that are pulling out. I thought it was Tim Allen.
No, it's Chris Evans.
Oh, no shit.
So you replaced the character. Okay, you know.
Captain America.
Yeah.
Well played, Disney. Well played.
You know, I like Chris Evans. But it's almost like you're gearing your movies towards the audiences, and then like you have these critics too that judge movies based on a popularity contest.
Yep.
And then you look at how much money some of these movies do, you got some of the worst rated movies on Rotten Tomatoes, which, by the way, Rotten Tomatoes is garbage. I mean, their ratings are meaningless because there's no proof to it, right? It's a popularity contest. And most of their ratings, like, oh, it's got an in Rotten Tomatoes, and you see it and it sucks. Like, dude, I don't want to watch this garbage. Like, why did it get that? Oh, because it had so-and-so in it. Like, come on.
Yep.
But instead of making movies that's going to entertain people, it's all about, like, driving agendas and stuff now. And movies were not meant to drive political agendas. Some were. And you got documentaries and stuff, and I get that. But, like, movies were supposed to entertain, be thought-provoking, be exciting, talk about things that we could only imagine. You know, bring things to life. Mm-hmm. Like comic books and stuff. So why do we have to change things to adapt so much? It's just like, it's like the same thing with comedians.
Yeah.
And now we're starting to see a pushback where people are like, you know what? I can't be a comedian and tell jokes because I have to do what everybody else tells me to. And it's harder for them to be funny. Yeah. Nobody's enjoying it. And I feel like the same thing's happened in movies. Nobody's enjoying these movies when you drive a political agenda. Top Gun, it's just an airplane fighter jet movie, right? And it's doing great. And they did it right. And they got the right actors back in. And it, I mean, Tom Cruise and all the shenanigans he's got going on in his life, and he's still doing movies.
Yeah.
Okay.
And great, he's still killing it. Watch him. Killing it.
Yeah.
He's fucking killing it. He's killing it, man.
So, no, sorry, I went on a rant, but you know what? I feel like a lot of the reviews of stuff that you see, it's just driven by popularity contest.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's stuff we didn't see when we were younger, you know? No. I mean,
I got another one for you.
Okay.
So The Secrets of Dumbledore.
Still haven't seen that one. Yeah.
Don't waste your time. My son loves Harry Potter. He loved the first two Fantastic Beasts movies.
Okay.
Okay. Bring in the third one. This is the one that Johnny Depp was recasted on.
Yep.
So we start watching it. We thought it was going to be like a relative or a brother or something that they're bringing into the fold to rewrite the storyline. No. That guy, it's the guy from Rogue One that plays Jen's dad.
Oh, okay.
Plays Johnny Depp's character. Would not wear the eye-changing contacts. Would not have a similar appearance. He wanted to do his own version of the take, which, by the way, was horrible, boring. The movie sucked. But you jumped to conclusions. You wrote Johnny Depp off, which is brilliant in that role, by the way. And I'm not a big fan of those movies, but he was brilliant in that role. And then you had this other guy who doesn't fit the character now because of cancer culture.
Mm-hmm.
It bombs, the worst Harry Potter type movie of all of them that's come out, worst ratings, gets on HBO. Like, my son and wife wouldn't even, they're big Harry Potter fans, like I said, wouldn't even watch the whole thing. They got halfway through it and they're like, we're done. Let's watch something else.
No shit.
Dude, it was boring. It was bad. It was so bad. And what's disappointing about that is because of the way society is, in the way these cancel culture things are. And I get it. There's some people that are bad people that should be written off. Like Harvey Weinstein, that guy should be locked up, throw away the key, like everything. I get it, right? But everyone jumped on this whole Amber Heard bandwagon, and come to find out, she was lying the whole time. He was found innocent of the things she accused him of. He was the abused, not her, as we found out. And so, but because of the culture and popularity contest, they wrote him out, which caused that movie to suck. Dude, it was garbage. Absolute garbage.
Wow. Well, that's disappointing. So I won't watch that one then.
I mean, it's on HBO Max.
Yeah.
My son that's said he wished he got the hour back that he wasted on it.
Yeah.
I mean, even at that age, that's a pretty bold statement. So
it is.
For a 9-year-old to sit there and say that.
Yeah. Oh man, I don't know. So Lisa and I watched the other night the George Carlin documentary that I think is on HBO. I think it's HBO Max.
Oh, dude, that guy would not survive today's culture. He'd have been blacklisted. Like
it. It was amazing to see. First of all, you need to watch it. You need to watch it. And then we can have like a true conversation about it. But the stuff that he went through, the different changes that he had to go through over the years, you know, in his comedy and things of that nature, you know, going from comedy to acting and so on and so forth. It was amazing to see how he did it. And his interviews, like the guy was one of the truest guys I've ever seen as far as like on camera, right? He was a no bullshit guy. He will tell you like it fucking is. Hands down, whatever. He believes what he believes. That's it. And I loved it. I thought it was awesome. And I think that's what, you know, that's what we miss today. I don't think, you know, everybody's so afraid of that their opinion's going to get them in trouble and shit on, uncast for movies and shit like that. Like, you know, it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate because we're losing great comedians and we're losing great actors because of these fucking pussies that can't handle a joke. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Or a movie that they're too, you know, it's too emotional. It's sad, man, because nobody can just enjoy anything anymore. You have to worry about the motherfucker next door that's, you know, I don't know. I've had a lot of beers. I'm not going to go any farther than that.
Well, no, you're right. Because if you look at a few, I mean, look at the Netflix stand-up specials that come out.
Yeah.
Now, I thought Adam Sandler's was golden.
Yeah.
But to be honest, his stick kind of fits modern culture. You know,
it always has. Like,
yeah.
He's been able to adapt over the years. Like, he's amazing. Agreed.
But then I saw David Spade's, and it was awful. I'm like, what happened? Like, David Spade used to be funny.
Yeah, man.
But it's almost like he had to watch like what jokes he could and couldn't say. And then like I was watching another comedian and I'm like, this isn't funny anymore. Like, and that's not like, you know, some brand new comedian off the street that's trying to, you know, these are well-known comedians have done stand-up for years.
Right.
And you hear them now and it's like, you know, I started thinking like Robin Williams.
Yeah.
His HBO comedy stand-up special, the one where he does the golf bit and everything. Yep. So if you go back and listen to that whole special, they'd have to edit like half an hour out and it wouldn't be as funny.
Yeah.
And we can't really make fun of people anymore. And it wasn't making fun of people to be vicious or vindictive or malicious.
No.
It was poking fun. Comedians poke fun at themselves and at other people just to make people laugh.
Yep.
And almost like everybody's human, everybody has a flaw, you know, and just laugh and have a good time.
Yeah.
And we can't do that anymore.
Yeah. Nope. Agreed. In fact, Lisa was last night was watching, there's a Richard Pryor special, or there's a series, I think, on Hulu.
Oh, yeah. I want to watch that.
Yeah. That's going through different actors and comedians, whatever. And Richard Pryor, to me, is one of my favorite comedians of all time. And I say that simply because, like, I used to have his first, I think I still have it somewhere, but I have his first ever stand-up comedy DVD. Okay. So when I was single, living in Jax, driving back and forth to Atlanta to see my folks and my sister, I had an old ass Jeep Cherokee. I mean, old as shit. It was like a 92, I think it was. You remember that thing? Anyways. So I had back then the old school portable DVD players, right? So where the top flips open, you put the DVD in, you put it. Yep. I used to put that DVD in and prop it up on my dashboard as I drove from Jacksonville to Atlanta.
Hold on. Kids, do not try this at home. We do not advise doing this.
No, right, yeah. I mean, obviously, yeah, we don't recommend that. Whatever. But I used to put that on and I would watch that, 2.5 times between Jacksonville and Atlanta. It was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. He was, to me, one of the first comedians to really break the mold between, like, I don't even know how to put it, man, as far as like today's culture goes, right? Like I guess the barrier between
black
and white, the barrier between like black and white then, you know, the African American community and the white community. But he was kind of really
for like Eddie Murphy, for Chris Rock, for all of them.
Yep. And it was just amazing to me. Like, and this, you know, his first comedy special was back in the 70s. So it was well after I was born. So I was watching this, you know, 20 something years later. But it was, I mean, he is, again, like George Carlin, man, just one of the realest dudes that you'll ever see on camera. Same with Robin Williams. Robin Williams. Oh, man. I don't know.
Bob Saget.
Bob Saget
was hilarious. I mean, but now it's kind of like if you say certain things, then you get split into some political party, either on the left or on the right.
Right.
Doesn't matter what your real views are. You could be a centralist. You could be a libertarian, which, by the way, a libertarian and a Democrat aren't the same thing. But people, you get lumped into either a bucket of being on the right wing or the left wing of things. And instead of looking, it's almost like a baseball diamond in a way. You got a left, a right, an up, a down, a center, depending on what your political views are.
Yep.
And you could have a political view, but still lean one way or another that's different than what maybe a party that you normally vote for would be.
Yeah.
And I think what's funny is nowadays people are even so afraid to make certain comments because they're afraid they're going to get lumped into one category or another. And I think we even run into that with this podcast too.
Yeah.
What things do we say? What things can we say without getting labeled as one side or another? Because we're really not. We're more of like centralist. You know, we believe in the legalization of marijuana, but we believe that there should be harsh punishment for breaking the law, right? Like, you know, like,
yeah.
There's a balance. And so it's kind of hard nowadays because not only is there cancel culture, not only do people call you out and if you're not, you know, popular, then, you know, they try to degrade you. They try to tear you down. But now if you say a certain thing, you get lumped in one category or another.
Yep.
And it's like, oh, listen to what they say. They must be one of those left wing nut jobs or one of those right wing nut jobs. And it's like, really? Like,
yeah. What happened? What happened to being your own person? What happened to it?
It's a struggle.
It is.
It's a struggle. And it's a struggle on people's mental health too, because
yeah,
it's hard to laugh. And laughter is the best medicine. Laughter and smiling. There's so many health benefits. It's what makes you get through your day. You laugh so you don't cry. When you've had a bad day, you find something to laugh at. But laughter is being taken away from us, I feel like.
Yeah. I think in a way it has. But I don't know, man. I think you got to be your own person. Enjoy the life that you got, because guess what? You know, this coming from a guy that has lost five people close to him in the last 6 months. You've got to enjoy every fucking minute of it. And if it's doing a podcast, you fucking do it. If it's being, you know, doing a podcast and being with your fucking family, then you do it. If you don't do a podcast, be with your family, be with your friends. Like, you have to enjoy shit, man. It's not, this shit that we got right here isn't forever. No. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what the fuck happens after. That's a whole different story that maybe we can get into down the road. Not now. But, you know, we just got to enjoy it. Enjoy each other's company. Fucking crack a beer.
Quit sweating the small stuff. Yeah. Quit worrying about, like, things that we can't control. If you can control them, great. But if you can't, then there's no point worrying yourself to death about it. And start smiling more. Just smile.
That's it. Take a drive. Put the windows down.
Smile on your face.
There it is. Take a drive. Put the windows down. Light up a cigarette. Fucking drive. Just go. Just go. Just go. Just drive. Enjoy it.
Depending on what state you're in, some states it's not allowed.
Whatever. You know what I'm saying. But anywho, that'll do it for tonight's episode, guys. Follow us on Facebook, Misguided Shenanigans, Instagram, Misguided Shenanigans, YouTube. Misguided Shenanigans, TikTok. We are on TikTok as well. I'm sure most of you have seen Finney's vasectomy drink making abilities, which was hysterical. So check us out on TikTok.
Yeah, that actually did really, really well. It's pretty funny if you haven't seen it. Like, and I'm not, it's not me saying it's funny from the feedback we got. They said it was actually pretty funny from a few of our listeners. So
yeah,
kind of excited that people enjoyed it. We'll be doing some more fun videos. Both Nick and I will be as well. And then also check the links for our website. Go to our website. You can check out all of our episodes. We have a whole library there. We're going to be adding some more things to it soon. So going to keep that updated as well. And then I guess maybe for our next episode, we'll get into the camping lifestyle that we missed today. So
yeah, I love it, man. I love it. All right, shenaniganites. Good night. We'll catch you on the flip.
Ah.